Start your day, the Torah way, Rabbi Yitzchak, Avigdor Shtern.
Start with the story, the Heilige Batit Sheveruv, which is maybe more Negaya this year than other years. I think it's quite a famous story that the Batit Sheveruv once met the Sutton before Sikkus, and he saw he was very upset with himself. The Sutton, the Yad Sahara, he asked him what's going on. So he said there's a whole shipload of Esroigim which are coming to wherever, from wherever to wherever, and the Yidden are going to have nice Esroigim, and they're going to be able to do the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. It's not good for his Panusef and Musutin. Sure, okay. The Madit Shavuot, a few days later, met the Sutton again, and the Sutton was quite happy with himself. What happened? He managed to make the ship sink, and the Yidden won't have a Esroigim. No Esroigim, is the Sutton happy? He met him on Chol Hamoed Sukkos. He was again upset. So he asked him, what's going on? What's now? The Yidden didn't have the Esroigim. He said, nah, the Yidden, gem zechanait. It was taka only a few Esroigim. Most of the Esroigim were in the sunken boat. Oh, but these few Esroigim, the Yidden made such a fuss out of it, and they spent money, and people went Sukkos to a different place, to be a different place, Yom Tov, to be able to shake the Dalet Minim, and the Panusa, which the Eibishter had from the not having the Dalet Minim, was Nochasach Meir with the Yom the Dalet Minim. The Yidden, the Chayshik and the Slavis, which Yidden put into be able to do the mitzvah, this is noch maybe alles, it's more than everything. I met, it was Motzah Shabbos, now Erevim Kippur. So this year with Kapuris, it wasn't like, it was a bit harder than usual, when you had to go out. It was Kol Min Azach. Somebody told me the same idea. The Yidden, for them there's no such a thing, they don't stop at anything. If you have to go out, you have to do this, a mini Kapuris, you can do it with money. The Yidden, it's bekannt, as I heard it from Brudi Stein, was in London. It was Brudi Stein, he noch lived in Budapest. In the war, there was only two sets of Dalet Minim. One was by the Belzeruf, he was then in Budapest. And there was a line a few streets away, there was a line to shake the Dalet Minim. Yidden stood the whole day, they didn't eat before the mitzvah. Yidden stood the whole day to shake the Dalet Minim. He told me that when he got the Esrig, it was already black from so much people holding it. Lamasal Chassam Sofer says sometimes a person buys a nice esrog, and after a day or two, it's ready, it's got brown spots because he holds it together with a lilev. So Chassam Sofer says that this is the hidden mitzvah. This is the hidden mitzvah. The hidden mitzvah is how Yidden, is how Yidden guarantees the mitzvah. So, why am I saying this year is more than Gaia? I mean, they got a sickness this year. Not everybody is in a sickness. People who are not so well. Chili v'chili. Because the Yidden go to Tina Mitzvah with Azayah Slav. I saw a vetel. Someone saw a vetel. That. So when Rabbi Itzikl Square, he asked one somebody, why don't you sleep in the sikkah? But in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramu says that the minig wasn't to sleep in the sikkah. So it was said, because it's cold. Medinas which are cold. Mitzvah put them in a sikkah. So he asked Yana, why don't you sleep in the sikkah? So he says, it's cold. So he says, interesting. Your Shumaneser is also very cold, and there you sleep no problem. Why in the sikkah, when it's cold, you have a problem to sleep? Yeah, the vetlin is schlecht. Agav, the manach manocha maase, the manach endliche story, which in the Tzisruel, there's the Achmasrifke Rebbe. I suppose you've heard of him. He feeds tish usually very late in the night. Sikkahs, sometimes there's a bit of trouble with the Shechinim. At Tish, not 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, people are singing, gespiesen every night, the Shechinim, Sikkos, you can everything. So once there was a Shochun who decided to call the police. Yeah, not only in Manchester does one call the police when they're singing one night, you call the police. So please said, okay, you can't sleep at night. I've got to check what's going on. Police came to the Tish. They saw people sleeping by the Tish. So they asked him, I don't understand. You're the neighbor and you can't sleep. And the people by the Tish, that's the same idea. Same idea as it all depends on the Limagai Tzitzitim. The Master Zazoy, Sikkis isn't a Yom Tov which just arrived into Tishri as it's part of the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There's a gewaltige Tatsch. We're going to say Hallel now for the next 8 days. We're going to say Hallel, actually 9 days. 9 days we're going to say Hallel, Daibish Tzitzitiv. There's a gewaltige Wort from the Punim Yufas, which is side of Ort Alain is gewaldig, and side you can, when you say Hallel, it becomes part of your Hallel, it's a gewaldig Wort. Punim Yufas Uktazoi. He goes into the Psikim of Hallel with the side of the Heilige Teg, the Shuna, Yom Kippur, Sikis, Hoshana Rabbe. Pischi li Sharei Tzedek, Uvoi Vom Oideko. Sharei Tzedek, we said every day Basliches, Tzedek im Mishpot Mechoin Kis Echu, Chesed Ve'emes Yikad Mifonecho. So we start off with asking about Kushas, the Eibishter should open past the Sharei Tzedek, Rosh Hashanah is the Tzedek im Mishpot, Pischili Sharei Tzedek, and really, we would like to say Hallel Redi Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Uvoi Vom Oideko. Pischili Sharei Tzedek, Uvoi Vom Oideko. Why take don't we say Hallel? The Gemara says, Sha'ali Malach HaShuris, why don't we say Hallel? Because Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psichim Refunov, so how can we say Hallel? So the Melech answers in Hallel, Zeh Shal Hashem Tzadikim Yivoy Yivoy. Tzadikim would be able to say Hallel, of a stam, push the mention, can't they drink a Hallel? Tzadikim Yivoy Yivoy. Aber Oitchu Ki Anisuni. So I thank Hashem that He gave me Yom Kippur as well. Anisuni is Melushin Ve'inisam as Nafshe Seich. Oitchu Ki Anisuni, Atili Lishiu. Beinanim, Tliim Ve'omdim, Til Yom Kippur. Bukhshem, it was Yom Kippur. We had the tshiva, oitchu kanisuni, vatili lishiyu, leduvud Hashem oiri b'rosh Hashanah, v'yishi b'yom kipirim. It's oitchu kanisuni, vatili lishiyu. So after the yishiyah, we can start saying halal. The halal of Sikkis is the halal of after the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Me'ez Hashem hoysu zois, hi niflos b'eineini. Me'ez Hashem hoysu zois, hi niflos b'eineini. We don't know, after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Mi Nutzach, yeah, the Medrash. When do we find out Mi Nutzach? First day of Sikkis. Go with the Lilev. Oh, the Don Nutzach. We in some gewinnen, yeah? So my Eishem Hoyz, Zayim Usu Hashem, we come Sikkis, no Gilu Venismu Chavoy. And Sikkis ends with Un Hashem Moshiyenu. So Sikkis is Bermes the Hemshech of the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Sikkis is the Simon that we, in some Adoch Gigang in the Heilige Teg, Mr. Daf Tzizan, and Sikkis is the Simon. Over the Meshach Chochmah, adds a gewaltige Sach. So a person will say, okay, so maybe Taka only if the Yom Kippur was how it was supposed to be, is Dua Sikkis. If a person can say, maybe the Yom Kippur wasn't how it was supposed to be, there's no Sikkis Ochnish, then no. There's twice in the Yom Tovim, which it says the Lushan Ach. By Yom Kippur, and by Sikkis, Shtait HaLushan Ach. Ach is a Miet. Why? So he says, gewaltig. The Miet is, if you didn't, you would, Rosh Hashanah wasn't Visadav Tzizan, Rosh Hashanah wasn't how it was supposed to be, maybe I can't have Yom Kippur, no Ach. Even if there was no Rosh Hashanah, still Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur wasn't how it was supposed to be, it's noch als du Sikkis. Alles, even though it's a whole Hemshech, but you can forever, mekan sich aibig mitchab. This is the, and the emes is that when the Yufus carries on, we say leduv by leduvet Hashem oiri, say achas sha'alti me'ez Hashem, oisa avakesh, shifti beves Hashem kol yimeichaya. Look at the Punim Yufas, the tachlis of the whole Heilige Teg. Surely these people who finish, Kippur is finished, Ne'ila, Sikkis is pink faket. The tachlis is the shifti beves Hashem, which is the Sikkis. Achas sha'alti, the whole Rashuna, Yom Kippur, all the tefillahs were to be zoiche, to come into the Sikkis. Sikkis is the Beis Hashem. Achas sha'alti me'ez Hashem ois ha'avakesh. Interesting thing. The Gemara says in Sikkim, Masech the Sikkim, how high does a Sikkim have to be? Sikkim has to be at least 10 tefuchim. Where do we learn it? How we learn it from the Urim with the Krivim, Maganza, Cheshm, Dot, Nasigi, Dafai, has to be 10 tefuchim. What's the Shaykhis of the Krivim and the Urim to the Sikkim? So Rashi says, as We learn that the shear of a mukim is at least 10 tefuchim, because shchina doesn't go down l'mata masura tefuchim. So we learn that a shear, how high is a reshis b'fna atzmoy, is 10 tefuchim. But this Fasemis says, al pi asach mei oimek, vushtaydu, it says that the shchina doesn't come down l'mata masura tefuchim, so a sikha has to be at least 10 tefuchim. Because the sikha needs a shurus ha-shchina. The sikha is a shurus ha-shchina. If we'd make a sikha lamata miasura tefuchim, mamash like the urin and the krivim, it's not a limit. Like by the urin and the krivim, why does the urin and the krivim have to be 10 tefuchim? Well, the shchina doesn't come down lamata miasura tefuchim. The sikha is ashuras ashchina. Sikha is the ashuras ashchina. So that's why the sikha can't be lamata miasura tefuchim. And the master will find an interesting thing. There's in the Mishkan, this keresh, which was betzufim, is loyalam betzuf. The krushim had a certain side. There was the Kerushim which were on this side had to be on this side. The Kerushim which were on this side had to stay on this side. In the Mishkan. The Elie Zitta brings the Maril as the Marash, the Rebbe of the Maril, was Mitzayan his walls of the Sikha, which walls they were. Yeah, we're not talking about built-in Sikha, we're talking about a Sikha which made of panels or woods, whatever. He was Mitzayan on the Sikha, which side they were. Like by the Mishkan, is given our Indian of Keresh betzufen, le'olam betzufen, same thing in the Sikh. Pashto is an interesting Zach, what's the Shaykhis? There was a certain halacha in the Mishkan that was betzufen, le'olam betzufen. Why? Looks like it's a Mishkan. It is a Mishkan. The Indian of Sikh is the Ashuras Ashchina, like in the Mishkan. And I had an interesting Ha'ur. We know Sikh is Zaychel Anana Yakovit. You know, sometimes you start thinking, what is this kuvud? Where did the name come from? Ananya kuvud. What does kuvud mean? The Maaseh, the Malbim, says in Parshas Pekidai, because it says there, Vanana Shem ala Mishkan. I don't remember now exactly the Pesikim, but it says there the word kuvud. Zug the Malbim says that kuvud is the Shechina. Ananya kuvud means the Anunim of the Shechina. The Shechina read in the Sikha. The Sikha is a heilige place. The Shechina read dort. So now we have this Fasemis. That's why the Sikha has to be 10 Tfuchim, wegen der Ashuras HaShechina. And the Maril has a new hot hapshat. It's got the same haluchas as the Mishkan. Yeah, the Gemara says, Shem Shechol, Shem Shemaim ala Chagige, Kach Chol Shem Shemaim ala Sikha. The Sikha has got the dinim of the Mishkan. This is Mamash, the Heichel from the Maivish. Sikha has got a speciality more than the other mitzvahs. Bakant, the Chedisharim says, it's a lot of tzadikim, the Chedisharim says clear, Sikha is noch koedem in Yiddish, well, it's a Yiddish word, and we'll try to explain it. Sikha is the einzigste mitzvah, so we get around with the stiefel. Stiefel is boots. Sikha is the only mitzvah which you go in, as though the whole person goes into the Sikha with his boots, with his blot on the boots, goes in. Yeah, it says Sikha, get around the ganze mensch. The master, the Vilna Gaon says, that there's two mitzvahs which you go in Gansen, Sikha and Etzisrul. Etzisrul as well, Yishuv Etzisrul, you go in Gansen. And it touches a Sikha, a Pusik, Vahi Beshulaim Sikhoi, Im Oinusoi Betzioin. Vahi Beshulaim Sikhoi, Sikhas, you go in Gansen, Im Oinusoi Betzioin, and Zioin and Etzisrul as well. So, why does the Chedisharim disagree? The Chedisharim says Sikha is the only mitzvah. Kenzan Azoit. Chedisharim says Sikha is the einzigste mitzvah, so Ashtikl Chedisharim, Yiddish. Sikha is the einzigste mitzvah, was megat haram with the stiefel. Sikha is the only mitzvah, you go with your boots as well. It's really also going with your boots. So there's also a mitzvah, the ganz. Could be, there's an Ava Nachal in Pashas Baaloischu, and Satan Ruven Vayol. Moshe brings this Asach, and it's a Sruel, is only made for Tzadik. We can be in a Sruel and not be a Tzadik. So the Avishah takes away the Kedishas at Sruel, from where Yerusha is, and it's like it's in Chitz L'Uretz. Because the Torah is very busy with the Sukhi Uretz Eschem, and Mzeit, full of people who are doing big avaris on Etzisrul, they're not in Etzisrul. Etzisrul is only made for Tzadik. Somebody who's in Etzisrul and is Nishis Daf Zan, also Etzisrul. Sikha is like the only mitzvah. Why? Sikha, you go with the Shtivl and it stays a Sikha. But Sikha is Taishvi Ken Tudiri. Sikha is for everybody. Ken Tudiri. Yeah, there's an interesting thing. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Kedishas HaSikha brings it from Shluach Kodesh. Kedishas HaSikha is so big that you should be careful not to speak during Beteilim in the Sikha. Yeah. But so I heard once Uri B'Shem Rav Zalman Oyebach, he said it depends. If you're a person who, that's how you live, you can't suddenly, you can do tshiva on Sikhas. Sikhas is tajvik em to diri. If a person is Sikhas different than the whole year and a halt noch nish dabei, there's a problem. Sikhas, you've got to kentadiri. If a person enjoys shmizing a lot a whole year, he's got to do it in the Sikha. So, actually, that's why Sikhas has to be after Yom Kippur, because mitzal echad, the mitzvah Sikhas, azoy heilig, you're not allowed to. Mitzal Chinese, kentadiri. It's like an interesting ha'ure. Nisodu shorosh ha'voide, same type of ha'ure, says that every second which a person is not in the sikhas is mevatla mitzvahs es. Yeah, you're not supposed to see people shmizing sikhas after davening. You daven in shil, you're supposed to go back to the sikh. You're allowed to go out of the sikha because taishri can tadiri. Yeah, stam aluchat igazach, aura, zach psoifen hilchas sikha. People tend to think, we know that tonight there's a mitzvah es doyreis of eating kazayas or the kabaya, the yosemi kabaya, three shittas. In the sikhi, lachatchila zicha yosem mikabaya, yeah, mitzvah like Pesach b'night, mitzvah the right. But the whole sikhi is a rashis. Yeah, you're allowed to, you go to shil, you don't have to eat b'chlal, roots alechel, roots you can go on an outing. It's true. But it's because taishri can to diri. Because at home, you're as well allowed to leave the house when you want. You're not confined to your house, it's not a prison. So you're allowed to go out. Oh, but the mitzvah, in Shechanurach, that's in Agus. There's a chiv to be a whole sikhi and sikhi. Whatever you would do in your house, you've got to do in your sikh. You've got to rush back to your sikh. So the Yisod HaShor HaShor says that every regi, you're not in the sikh, you're mavat mitzvah es. So that's why Shlomo Zalman Tanas, it's not just a push it. If a person's going to sit in the sikh with a whole lachatz, they has to be here, it's not ken tadiri. Taishvi ken tadiri means naturally. So sikh is, you've got to take in the person with a shtivl. It's not a tzisru. A tzisru, the Ibish has got aitz to take away that tzisru. So while the Vilna Guin, a tzisru locha. But Ken Zahn, the Chedisharim says, Dafke Sikhas. Sikhas, get me around mid the Shtivl. Because Sikhas is Taishvi Ken Tadiri, you've got to go into the Shtivl. But Emes, there's noch a Inyan in the mid the Shtivl. Why Taka? We know, Bakante Wort, from the Heilige Baditsche Beruf is Bakant, and the Chassam Soife says three times the same Wort in the Rishon Chassam Soife. We know, Elekachtam Lechem Beyoim Rishon, Rishon Lechem Avoynes. Sikhas is Rishon Lechem Avoynes. Why? Why is it? Because it fastes 4 days. Zug the Kiddush is Levi, Midrach Sam Soife, because Sikhas is Chiva Mahav. Rashunim Kippah is Chiva Mahira, Sikhas is Chiva Mahav. Chiva Mahav is Doinus Nasilikis Chias. So, but Chiva Mahira is the less a virus a person's got is better. Because at the end of the day, it's Doinus Nasilikis Gugus, he stays with a virus. But Sikhas is Chiva Mahav, is the more a virus a person's got is better. Because Nasi Lekes Chiyas, Rishon Lechejma Avoynes. The Eibishter takes out the Avoynes and starts making a Chejma. Oh, noch. There's more Avoynes, more Avoynes. Because it's Kedai to take out the Avoynes. Yeah. There's such a word. Pitachtu Saki, but Azraini Simchu. The Eibishter says to the Sutton a whole year, you take Avoynes of the Eden, and he takes a big bag, and he puts in noch Avoynes, comes with a huge sack. The Eibishter pushes him off, comes to Sikhas, Pitachtu Saki, you open the sack, but Azraini Simchu. Brings a gewaltige Simchu, because Chiva Mahave, is known as Nasi like Kishchias, so the more the merrier, as they say. The more virus is als best. So Sikhas is Chiva Mahava. So it was a faket, it's Dafke with the Shtivl, might not know the Shtivl. The person with all those virus coming together, but alles weet, is known as Nasi like Kishchias. Why? It says not why. Is known as Nasi like Kishchias needs a bit of a hezba. What does it mean? What means known as Nasi like Kishchias? In the Chesbsoifa, it says in the Dursha somewhere, Kepshito Mamash. That al kol kezayis nevayle she'uchal chas v'shulem a person ate machulis asiris, if he did shiva ma'ahav it'll be like achilis psuchim. It's not a joke, this shiva ma'ahav. So there's an interesting sfasemis, and actually we can explain why sikhas is, how do we get to shiva ma'ahav sikhas, how does it work? So sfasemis has an interesting pshat. I don't understand 100%, but let's try. So sfasemis says azoi, what does shiva ma'ahav mean, what does shiva me'yira mean? Shiva Meira means person is scared of Gehenna. So he does Shiva. Shiva Mahava means, no, they're not talking about Gehenna. He starts understanding the Chashivas of the mitzvahs. He starts understanding the Chashivas of being close to Hashem. And it's chaval to do an Avaira and to have to, the Eibishter should leave us. So he's machshev the mitzvahs more. Sagt es, was haben wir, gewaltige Jesod, which is tamke daite no. The price of a mitzvah, how much is a mitzvah worth? How much is a mitzvah worth? As much as a person is machshev. Yeah, there is such a word from the punim yufa, stam, a gewaltige word. The scha of a mitzvah is, the person is alone kevaya. The mushel, says the punim yufas. If a person misses a mincha, for a little, a person comes to mincha, and he wants to be by the beginning of mincha, and he finds somebody, he gives a little shmiz. So he'll miss ashtar, so he'll miss kaddish. So he was kevaya that the price of mincha is a shmiz. That was kevaya, because he came to mincha and he went to shmiz. So his scha will be the scha of a little shmiz. Or the same if a person chaps a little shluf on the cheshm of zman krishma, zman tefila. So he was kevaya. So the scha of the mitzvah, if a person does tshiva ma'avshat, he's machshav the mitzvah. He suddenly chaps, wow, a mitzvah is gewaldig. So he wants to do more mitzvah. That's tshiva ma'avshat. So the Sfasem seems to say, Zdoinus nasi le kischias doesn't dafke mean that the avayas becomes chias. His mitzvahs become so much more worth as his avayas and a butl. His mitzvahs become so much bigger because each mitzvah is so chushel by him. Zdoinus nasi le kischias as I verstehe das Vasemes. Oh, so I said, I don't understand. As du sagst Vasemes, ich weiß nicht how he touched. Aber kapunim, kamst du sikis, oi bezoi kemen a bissl verstehen, des doinus nasi le kischias sikis. A yid goes and buys a esrig. Everybody can buy a kusher esrig. Shloim is maskim, yo. For 10, 15 pounds, you can buy a kusher esrig. L'chol adais. Kusher lebruche. Yeah, nobody said, everybody went to the esrig sochem this year. Nobody heard somebody saying, this year, first day is the chnishtuka, there's no lilu. This year for 10 pounds, 15 pounds. People are standing and looking and those. Menschen sind machshiv the mitzvahs. Come sikkis. People say a mitzvah is worth. A mitzvah is worth. I remember I was once erev sikkis. I was in a taxi in Etzisroel. So the taxi driver told me he's in a rush. I asked him why. He says erev Sukkot. He goes to the market. He has to buy dalad minim. Fine. Gewaldig moridig. Gewaldig kiddush Hashem. All the yidden are going to buy dalad minim. So I asked him, how much do you spend on dalad minim? He told me, maximum for the set, 50 shekel. I said, gewaldig 50 shekel. Ask me, how much do you spend on dalad minim? I said, the esrig alone is usually $150, whatever it is. I couldn't believe it. You can buy for 50 shekel a whole set. Why are you spending $150 for the esrig alone? Like, what's going on? But what's happening? It comes after Yom Kippur. We understand the bishul, the chashivas of the mitzvah. We understand it's worth it. It's not nobody, there's nobody going home now and thinking to himself, wait, but what did I do here? It's such a bad deal. I bought an esrig for 100 pounds, for 150 pounds, wherever the asugas are, and for 60 pounds. Why did I do it? I could have waited today for 6 years. I would have gone to work with 20 pounds, all set. Yid understand, it's not the esrig, it's not the lilav, it's the chashivas of the mitzvah. This is tshiva ma'ahava. The chashivas, we understand, as alone tzich, tshiva ma'ahava, is doinus nasi lekeschias. This is the... There's a vort, it's a famous vort, I think I said the last year as well. This year I saw it, b'shem ze tvei shloima. I don't think it is a tvei shloima, but I think it's more of a vetel. Zukta za vort, as the sutton comes to the Eibishter and says, Yidin, du avayre. Yeah, the Eibishter says, Yidin, they're not so clever. You come to them, you're malach, and you tell them sometimes it's a shtikel mitzvah. Yeah, the vel zukt, jen is a mitzvah zibagruben, it's a mitzvah zirenden durch nor of jen. Du hast auch mitzvah, so sech. So he says, mitzvah. The Sutton says, Yidin are clever. Yidin are shrewd people, businessmen. What are you talking about? So there's a whole vikir, the Eibishter mit Yid. Come sikkis, the Eibishter says, I'm right. If a person can pay 150 pounds for a fruit, the Yidin are not, the Nishka businessmen. So my little Kim sikkis is dorten, how the Eibishter get the teretz for the Kpunim. Idua stama gewaldig and santa yidia. There's a vote of the Sfas Emes. In by Surah Maini and the Chesuif is a goldiger. So, do have words for Semes. Surah Maini tonight is going to be the Spiesen of Avruam, and Achidish the Eshte Bel Zeruv says the Uvas come. It's kodem called the Imus come as well. The Imus came anoch. The Uvas come and the Imus came anoch. Mistuma with Avruam came Surah. Is echik da ibet zung a word. The guy to Surah Maini. And interesting lach. I've seen a masse. As the tzaddikim used to have a minik to give out fruit or kegel to a person as the name of the shpiza. I think about the tish, the person had the name of the shpiza. They gave it. So once the tzan zeruv gave the first night of sikkis, somebody was called Eliezer, he also gave him fruit, whatever it was. This was I'm not called Avrom. He says, yeah, I saw Avrom Avini, and the laser is mitgekommen. The Galba came mit. So Maile, the Galba is mitgekommen. Aber kein Morgen gegeben. So Maile, the Tzadikim, they saw the Spiesen. The Spiesen is dort. One of the Tzadikim said, the Chitzvenem, which is a mitzvah to be freilich and sikis, so machtum chagecho, the Spiesen are here, and they want to see happy people. The Tzadikim saw the Spiesen. There's a story with the Sfasemis as a child. He was a Yusim, and he was in the sikh of the Chedisharim. When he came to the second night sikhs, he didn't want to come into the sikh. He was crying. The Shirim asked him, what's this? He said, last night, Avraham Avinu, I saw. Yitzchak Avinu, I can't see yet. So he didn't want to come into the sikh. The Zein de Spiesen is a Zach. Even to understand the Zach, I'm going from Indian to Indian. When am I supposed to finish, Rabbi Nachman David? Quarter to, sharp? I'll just one story. Not sharp?
No.
Okay, just. So even the Amula Rebetzin from Atzadik, Rebetzins can also see the Spiesen. There's a story with Reb Mechel Zlotshev. There's two parts of the story. There's a famous part of the story. The Heilige Rebbe Mechel Zlotshev, it was a big uni, and he couldn't afford the esrig. He had tefillin from his father, Itzik Ledrubitsche, which were very very chushe for him. Azoi, a whole year, his wife said, sell your father's tefillin, and he will buy it. No, father's tefillin, I can't sell. Came Erev Sikis, daft chum ma'esrig. So he sold it, still high, didn't tell his wife, the Rebetzin, sold his tefillin, and bought the esrig. He comes home with the esrig, and the Rebetzin asks, where did you get this esrig from? This cost money. So he had to tell the truth, he had to sell his tefillin. She got a bit aufgeregt, and she bit off the pitten. So the story goes, as a Mechel Zlotshev had gesucht, kann Esrig tfillen, hab ich nicht. Esrig, hab ich nicht. In Kaza, lach auch wehren. Als ein Nissig, zwei andere Nissig, zum Chsiont, eich schleie, that's one part of the story, but there's another part of the story. The Rebetzin, it might have been a different year, but came the first night of Sikkes, tonight, auf dem Avini, der Spiese, the Rebetzin is upset. So Mechel Zlotshev asked the Rebetzin, why you not be Simcha Sikkes? She wasn't zoche this year to see Avraham Avinu. Usually she's used to seeing Avraham Avinu. Ah, so he told her, don't worry. The reason is that the story goes, there's a timmer, there's a Bais Avodah Zura, and the shoot in the tzel, shadow of the dos is over the sikha, that's why Avraham Avinu is not here. So the question is, why? What happened to what was last year? So maybe built the sikha in a different place. So the Saifa Hola Yaakov, was the Shatna Rebbe in Tel Aviv, he wants to say it was the same sikkes. There was no shadow of the Bais Avodah Zura. Kol HaKoyes Kili Oved Avodah Zura. And there was a shtickle shadow of Avodah Zura. The Rebbetzin had bit off the pitum in the morning, there was a shtickle shaychus to kas. So that's why she didn't see Avraham Avinu. But let's go back to Surah Mayim. So we said the Emu has come as well. So the Sfasem is a gvaldige pshat. It says there, also, Surah said to the Eibishter, Lo Tzuchakti, Ki Yurayu. She was scared to say that she laughed. The Eibush said, look, you did laugh. What was the dinner dvurim between the Eibush and Surah? Look, this was Hemes, a gewaldige war. Surah did Shiva, she thought she only did Shiva Meira. So Shiva Meira is donus nasi loikishkuga, so you try to hide the Avaira. The Eibush said, no, it was Shiva Ma'ahava, so let's bring out the Avaira. It was Shiva Ma'ahava. So where did he come? So, okay. So if it was a chidish nifl. When was the story with Avraham and Surah? Was Pesach. And the Eibishter waited a half a year till after Yom Kippur and came back on Sikkes, without Makor, Psoif Alain is on Makor. The other half of the story was Sikkes. The first half of the story was Pesach, and the Loiki Tzuchokt was Sikkes because of Tshiva Ma'ahava. So this is again Sikkes, again Tshiva Ma'ahava, back, as we said. I'm going to finish with the story. The story is maybe famous, but let's, for this year, make it special. The story is Efsha Vetel, Efsha Ahim, Bayom Mohaim. When there wasn't a Esrogim, so everybody had to give some money, the whole Kehillah gave a little geld, and the Kehillah bought a Esrog. So as usual, there's always Oibachachum. If somebody made a Cheshbon, why do I have to pay for the Esrog? If the Kehillah will have enough money to buy Dalad Minim, let's forget if the problem is it was a Shtikla Ma'ura Zochet, it was Davzan Lochem. But let's look without the problem. You made a Cheshbon, and the Oilem will buy Dalad Minim, the Kehillah, and you have Mitchok. There was a Rosh Hakohen Ochet. Came Sikkes, so with the Kofta Dalad Minim, the Oilem stands in the line, This person stands in the line, the school says, die nicht. He didn't pay. No, it's Kim Sikis. He promises after Yom Tov, no, you didn't pay, you're not shaking the Dalad Minim. And the Rosh HaKuli, when the Rosh HaKuli is after Zahm, there's no Dalad Minim. They eat Sikis, Ravchum Dalad Minim. What did he do? He picked up the Rosh HaKuli, and with the Lilith zusammen, and had him geschockt, and all of you said, not the Yotzig, and mitzvah, and Tilis Lilith, he picked up the gun, with the ganze Mass, Yotzig. Der Maße hat einer von den Tzadikern verzeiht, als der Jid came to jene Welt, after he went to, und er nicht gewähnt als ein größer Tzadik, und a virus, mitzvah, das ganze Maß, endlich, up to the last mitzvah, the Lilith mention of that year. It still wasn't enough. So the Malach Toiv said, will add the whole weight of the Rosh HaKul to tip the scale. He shook the Lilith with the Rosh HaKul together. So his Oifen of Natilis Lilith was zusammen mit the Rosh HaKul. Ja, in Sigelungen. The Rosh HaKul went onto the scale, Sigelungen. Ja, es war scheine wert, Liebe zu suchen. Aber Efsche kann man rausnehmen und ein bisschen Haskell von dem. Es ist nicht kassod, it's not a normal year, es ist nur eine Sache Jiden, which have a lot of weight, lange es riefen, on their head. Menschen sind Basog, Menschen haben allein gehabt, hat eine schwere Jahr, aber viele nicht, people are not ruhig mit sich, es kommt Yom Tov, man darf sein freilich, Menschen sind Basog, people are worried, they want to stay well, they want to have a long life, vechili, vechili. We take the whole weight, we call it the weight, the Rochnis take a weight as well. Let's put our whole weight into the mitzvah, and the Eivishter will take the whole weight, zusammen mit Rosh HaKul, mit Mitschakel in the mitzvah, in solche Sachen, zu erlechtigen Yom Tov.